Sarcastic Voyage has embarked on a modest undertaking to chronicle the entirety of human history in sketch form. Join us as we uncover the mysteries of the past in our ongoing feature, which we call History. It's not as good as it used to be. Succeeding the immensely popular and charismatic Teddy Roosevelt, William Howard Taft assumed the role of President of the United States in 1909. Stressing the letter of the law above petty political squabbling, Taft had a difficult time securing the support of his party in the 1912 election.
Gentlemen of the press, I come before you with Attorney General Wickersham, one of my most trusted advisors, to announce my intention to seek a second term as your president. We have accomplished a great deal in our time here, but our work is not yet done.
Mr. President, is it true that your stature has become so generous that you recently became stuck in your own bathing tub?
This is ridiculous. Next question.
Sir, how much would you say your current weight is?
That question is entirely irrelevant. Next. Yes, you there with the fake mustache. Oh, it's you again. Damn it.
Mr. President, do they have to destroy the bathtub to free your rather substantial girth from said libation bin? And what, if any, was the cost to the taxpayer for this blunder?
Now see here. We have made significant strides in my tenure as your chief executive. We passed an amendment allowing the federal government to collect income taxes, allowing for a much stronger infrastructure for our great nation. I promoted the expansion of the railroads, lowered trade barriers with Canada, strengthened security at the Panama Canal.
Sir, was it your stomach or your derriere that was actually caught in the tub?
Gentlemen, this conference is over. Good day to you. Blasted Wickersham, what is this country coming to?
Well, Mr. President, we had a saying in the army. If a young soldier is caught pleasuring a goat, he could spend the rest of his life doing charitable deeds, helping the poor, fighting for his country, and it won't matter. He will forever be remembered as Private Goatfucker. If you'll forgive my language, sir.
Good heavens, you don't think they know about the goat as well, do you?